I have just launched my first course and it's called Take Control. And it's basically the system that I went through when I was 21 and I had my awakening. It's the same system that I've done for my parents and close friends and family members. And it's changed their life. Individual steps that we don't see as much, but when you put it together as part of a life that you have to maintain and manage, it's life changing. So check out the course. And if you feel inclined to buy it, buy it. I reckon that it will really change your life if you're going through a spiritual awakening, because I once was, and these steps changed my life. So if you go to talkwitholiver.com and you'll see that my course is there, it's called Take Control. If you buy it and go through it, reach out to me on Instagram and socials and let me know how you get on and what you thought of the course. So if I could ask a massive favour from all my listeners, upon looking at my stats recently, it has occurred that out of a very humbling 730,000 downloads since I created the podcast back in 2019, that only 10% of you that listen have actually followed and subscribed to the podcast. If I could ask a massive favour from you all that listen, if you wouldn't mind just hitting that follow and subscribe button, it would mean more than you can imagine, and it really does help the show grow and help reach more people in more ways than you and I can even imagine. The bigger the podcast gets, the bigger the guests get. And my aim is to grow the show big enough that I can reach out to amazing people like Russell Brand, Joe Dispenza, Lewis Howes, Grant Cardone, Joe Rogan, and have deep, intimate and vulnerable one-to-one conversations with them. I want to speak to the human side of people to show we're all the same when you get to the core, regardless of how much money or fame you have. Right, we're recording. What were you saying?
Okay. We're recording?
Yeah.
I was saying that it's weird that, the podcast that we did last time has got so many listens because, one, I can't remember what I was saying. Two, I don't know who would listen to me ramble on.
What I realise is that this one over other ones I do is we did it in person. So when you do a podcast online, you've got to let them speak. And then you speak because the lag and the delay, and you start cutting each other up.
Yeah.
In person, you can kind of flow, interrupt, and it still flows, which means it's more of an organic conversation.
Yeah, I guess it's more interesting for people just
kind of eavesdrop. Exactly. That's the way
on
for somebody to
like
finish their thing and then talk, because you're here in person.
Yeah.
Hence, probably why it's smarter to do podcasts in person, because it's more organic.
Yeah.
Every podcast now is in person.
Yes.
Even like the big people who do it online, it is not as good quality.
You should call it Walks with Oliver.
Walks with Oliver, yeah. I've got Talks with Oliver.
Yeah.
And then
Walks with Oliver.
Just take everyone on a walk.
Walkie talkie.
Shall we cross the road or?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's a good idea, isn't it?
I'm just going to pause it. That's a bit noisy.
Okay.
Yeah, so obviously, I've never had many friends, never been part of groups. And now I'm making an effort to join loads of groups. And one of the groups that I'm now a part of is a jiu-jitsu group, and I do jiu-jitsu every Friday, and it's so amazing being part of just normal people who have a passion for the jiu-jitsu. They go to work, they've got families, they've got a house, opposite to me of course, but just normal people, and I just love being around them and this like camaraderie of sport. I used to play football my whole life, and getting older, you sort of forget where you came from. You know, I used to play piano, you stop playing piano, and then you go back to it, and you're like, oh my God, I used to love this. And the same with like sports. And then you realize it's just about finding things that make you happy in a group format, because end of the day, it all comes down to people and being around people.
That's true. I don't know if I can see where we're walking, by the way.
I'll put the torch on.
The next thing might be a splash.
Right. And splash, splash, I was taking a bath.
No, she's falling in.
Go on.
Yeah, normal people as opposed to spiritual.
Yeah, just like millionaires and business people and spiritual people and just really intellectual people. Just like your normal people that you went to school with, you meet down the pub. Just normal people, 99% of the world type of people. And they're just amazing to be around. And I always thought, because I'm different, that I can only be around different people.
Yeah.
And I realised that if you just be normal around normal people...
There's lots of
just
different normal
you.
People.
Yeah, and they'll just accept you as somebody else. And, you know, you think you're going to be judged. It goes back to how you felt at school. And this isn't school. You're older.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
People just embrace people as who they are, whereas at school, if they're not the same, then you might
I was thinking about it earlier, actually. I'm not sure if I felt extremely judged when I was in school. I definitely felt different, but that's probably because of being mixed culture.
Being Greek and Irish.
Being Greek and Irish.
Greek Irish bastard.
I don't know why I just said that in a Scottish accent, but anyway.
Yeah, but I was
thinking about it, because I was thinking, I think I might have been, like, a bit annoying, or, like, uptight, or...
Walking around the corridor singing.
I'm not sure. No, I never did that.
Anything no, I was literally, for like, you.
I would literally, like, I think I was a, don't know, a bit of a, I don't know.
Wild thing.
I was more like a wallflower, but then I can't say that I was a wallflower, because I was...
What's a wallflower?
Like, someone who clings to the wall.
Spider-Man.
Yes. No. Someone who's like, you know, like, yeah. Like, doesn't want to be very extroverted, I guess.
Yeah.
But I did go, I was extroverted in certain scenarios, I guess. But I think I was just like really uptight. I think everyone thought that I wanted to be like perfect, or I had very high standards. And really, I was just falling apart internally. Yes. So,
just quickly, right?
Yeah.
I picked up that frog. How did you know it was a toad?
I'm not sure.
Did you sense its vibration of a toad?
I don't know.
Like, how would you? How would you even know?
I think so it was a bit a bit thicker. Fucking... You know, it was a bit of a thick boy.
Yeah, but it's still black. Like, how? It could have been just a big frog.
It could have, but I don't know. It looked to me like a toad. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how I.
So,
I think toads are like, yeah, more like, you know, bulky, like more like brr. Whereas frogs are just like sleeker and.
So how did you? So toads are poisonous, right? So what happens?
I guess.
What's the worst case that can happen as I've touched that toad?
You get a bad allergic reaction, or you start like tripping out.
And is every frog poisonous or hallucinogenic?
I don't know. You always ask me these things. I don't know. I don't. I'm not a friggin' toad
expert.
Toad frog biologist.
No, because last summer, you know, I used to go for a walk at night time when there was a massive storm and all these frogs.
Oh, wow.
What is that?
That's big.
Is it a monk jack?
What the fuck?
Is it a rat?
What the fuck?
Is it a deer? Hello, who goes there?
I think
show yourself.
I think it's a rat. I don't think you need to...
No. Do you know what? When I was driving...
that sounded like a small dog.
I saw a rat waiting to cross the road.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the toad.
Waiting to cross the road.
No.
I don't think you get many poisonous species in this country, to be fair. I don't think anything in this country is really that lethal, which is great.
Yeah, that was it. So I was picking up loads of frogs, you know, just sort of like, you know, just putting them with other frogs so they were shagging and going...
What?
Yeah, I basically made some frogs have sex. So I put them...
You
together.
Would put frogs together to mate?
Yeah, like I found a big frog, right? And there was loads of other frogs. So I'd sort of brought that frog from... what's a hedgehog? It's a log. I took that frog from here to over there. And then all of a sudden I hear this... And then I look back and they're shagging.
What? Oh, you basically made...
I created life.
Happen.
But then mum said...
Or just like influence nature.
Yeah.
Is that what your mum said?
Yeah, no, but then she said, oh, you should be careful with toads because they're poisonous.
Yeah.
And then I did some research and yeah, their skin can be dangerous. But I came across this huge toad.
Yeah.
Like the biggest toad I've ever seen in my life. It was literally that big.
Okay.
And I was like, this
there's
is
bigger toads than that.
Yeah, but in England I've never seen a toad bigger than that before.
Oh no. No, there are.
Yeah.
I think my friend stepped on one once.
Did they?
Yeah.
What happened?
With his bare foot.
What happened?
He didn't actually fully step on it. He like touched it and then, you know, like jumped off. You know.
Fuck.
Yeah.
No. You don't really see many toads.
No, especially not like hanging around someone's front door. But
no, you know. See a lot of frogs.
I swear I've seen more toads than frogs. I did see a load this summer in Greece, actually. Not this summer. Sorry, a few months ago.
But not in England.
No, and they were. They were very strange. They were having some kind of, I don't know whether it was mating season or they were fighting. I don't know, but they were all gathered in this like watering hole. Yeah, it's very bizarre. That's my story.
Yeah.
So
why should people just literally spend £500 and plan a trip to, say, Europe and just wing it? Like, explain why people don't have to plan everything and it will just unfold and you'll have the best time of your life if you just...
Why they don't? I mean, it's
why people
a bit...
should just literally book a flight to, say, Oslo and just wing it.
I mean, I think some people have more of an urge to do that. Others want to plan things out methodically, you know when they're arriving, know where they're going, know every kind of thing on their itinerary.
Yeah, but I'm saying, why should people just
wing
it?
Why should they do it?
Why should they wing it and not plan everything and just trust that life will unfold?
Well, because what's the worst that can happen to you? You know, like, it's fairly easy to find somewhere to stay. The world's very connected. You can find everything online. Most people speak English, or you can find some way to communicate with people. So it's no different than going somewhere local that you don't really know, especially in Europe. You know, our culture is not that far off from other European countries. So why should you? Because you can, and it's fun, and you can meet people that you never thought you'd meet, and go to little places to eat or like bars that, you know, that you would have never discovered. And it's I guess it's a good way of proving to yourself that you can kind of, I don't know, have fun, survive.
Have you ever eaten frog before?
Have I ever eaten frog before?
Like, is it France that eat frogs?
I think I've had
frog legs
in Athens a while ago. It tastes like chicken. It tastes quite good.
So you'd recommend it?
Yeah, I would.
Right now, for the people listening, we are in the middle of a woods.
Yes.
In the pitch black. I've got my laser pen. A 30-year-old man has brought his laser pen to the woods like he's a child. And I'm just whizzing it around the trees and... Like,
it's not the best torch.
The water. It's not a torch, but it's fun. And, you know, the importance of just never growing up and always being a child at heart. Because when you get older, adult life takes over and you forget who you are. And then you realise, oh, I loved doing this growing up. And there's nothing stopping you from doing it now. You know, as I said, I've got my laser pen.
I dyed my hair pink this year.
I fairly dyed her hair pink this year.
Yep.
I had multicoloured hair.
That's the grand old age of
33.
Why not?
And as a result, me and Nefeli, we don't have any wrinkles. You could say that's a coincidence, or you could say that's why we don't have wrinkles, because...
Because of pink hair.
No, because we keep ourselves young, mentally and physically, not growing up, basically. So our body reacts to not growing up.
I don't know what the reasons are, really.
Yeah.
Is it genetic? Is it mental? Who knows?
Well, your mum's got good skin, right?
Yeah. Don't know. Yeah, I guess both my parents looked younger. Probably like 10 years younger, actually.
And also, we don't have jobs, so we're not stressed like most people are.
I wouldn't say I'm not stressed.
Oh, you are stressed.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm not stressed.
Stressed looking on Indeed every night. Fuck's sake, why can't I have a job?
No, I think I have. I mean, it's not like I haven't had a job always, but I've had...
We've not always been bums.
What?
We've not always been bums.
No. And I've definitely had a lot of stress in my life. Or like anxiety. So I don't know. Maybe it's an internal thing. Maybe it's an external thing. Maybe it's collagen. I don't know. I don't know what it could be. Oh, I was thinking about telomeres.
Oh, I'll be telling them about telomeres. Increasing the telomere length.
Yeah, because I literally had seen this documentary about telomeres.
Yeah.
Like, probably about 10 years ago. And I was thinking about...
Tell me more.
I was thinking about it the other day because it came up in conversation.
Yep.
And
conversations.
I couldn't think of the word and it came to me today. Just like randomly as I was sitting there, I just, you know... yelled telomeres.
Let's just stand here and continue by the lake.
Yes.
Carry on.
It's pretty, isn't it?
Yeah, carry on. Turn off the light to save the battery as well.
Yeah, telomeres.
So what do you know about telomeres?
I don't know a lot about telomeres. I know actually nothing. I just didn't remember what the name of the things were.
Well, basically, telomeres are basically your lifespan. So once it kind of, imagine like a piece of string and you light it and the string is shorter and shorter as the flame reaches the top. So,
but I thought they were individual and you had them for like different things like eyesight and...
I don't know too much about it, but as far as I'm aware, it's just...
I don't think you have one.
Yeah, so it's just the length of your lifespan, and you can increase them through meditation.
You can?
I thought you couldn't increase them. However, when they say increase, it might mean just simply slow them down.
Okay.
Which is basically increasing, because naturally they would stop. Meditation will stop them from increasing, so you basically pause aging.
Yeah.
Don't think you can grow them, but you can slow them down.
Yeah.
So obviously, like, as we get older by a year, doesn't mean our body's got older by a year.
Yeah.
Like, my mum is almost 60. She's got the body age of a 41-year-old. She gets tests every year. So she's basically 20 years younger than her body. Whereas somebody who's, like, stressed and is overweight could have the telomere age of a 70-year-old and he's only 50. Mm-hmm. So... when I learnt this, I couldn't believe it, because essentially, you know, you can actually live for as long as you want, within reason.
Well, if we find